Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
There's a new state law that is going to give law enforcement and the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries in particular more authority to enforce anti-littering laws. And this is a renewed effort to clean up Louisiana. And Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser, who's been, you know, on WWF a lot, he's been on our show. This is one of his chief projects, cleaning up the state. Now, the state might be dirty with litter, but not compared to New Orleans. New Orleans is the worst. So I'm mainly focusing on New Orleans here. How do we change the mentality of people who think nothing of littering? You see it, and I see it. We all see it. There's litter everywhere. This is not coming from people out of town. People out of town don't litter like we do here. And it's sad. And, you know, this is an example of, you know, there are a lot of things that we do right here, but there are a lot of things that we don't do right. And the things that are not right here are quite often just put into this category of, hey, you know what? This is New Orleans. Laissez-faire attitude. This is the way we do it here. It's not a big deal. Just throw this stuff out of the window. That's not acceptable. And just because it's been tolerated up to this point doesn't mean it should be tolerated. So I love this new state law. And this is going to apparently help things out. There's a study, and Nungesser was talking about this. A study shows that if you get a ticket for littering, that you are 80% less likely to litter again. And the fines for littering range from $175 for simple littering, first offense, to $1,000 for gross littering, dumping large amounts of trash, or having an illegal dump site where you're just dumping stuff. And if people can't afford the fines, the judge can require you to participate in 8 hours of picking up trash. So they're trying to make Louisiana cleaner. And I think that's great. And Billy Nungesser's point is, if we can keep the state cleaner, then we don't have to spend $100 million a year cleaning up the litter. So this state spends $100 million a year cleaning up the litter because people can't put their trash away. And how often do you see trash, and within a few feet, there's some kind of trash receptacle? I mean, it's right there. Why can't you throw the trash in? Because it's mentally, that's not what we do. I mean, I'm not talking about you or me, but in general, it's not what we do. We litter. So, I mean, is there a legitimate excuse as to why New Orleans and Louisiana, but I'm going to focus on New Orleans in particular. Why New Orleans is so filled with litter? I mean, is there an excuse for this? I don't think there's one legitimate reason why littering is acceptable. Can you think of any reason? The Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text Line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. I don't know how we change the mentality of people who litter. I have seen people at a stop sign just dump wrappers and big cups from soft drinks, big cups and cartons and wrapping papers for fast food. I've seen them just throw that out of the window of the car at a stoplight. I mean, how can you do that? I mean, you know, you just keep it in the car, and then when you get home or get to your destination, then you throw it away. Why is it so important to throw it out of the window of the car? I've seen this, and I know you've seen it as well, in parking lots. I hear reports constantly, whenever this topic comes up, of people leaving dirty baby diapers. Dirty diapers, used diapers that have, you know, poo-poo in them, leave them right there in the parking lot of a shopping center or a store. I mean, how is that acceptable? Oh, you don't want it in your car? What, you think it should be out on the street? You think it should be in the parking lot? I mean, I don't, you know, I'd like to be more optimistic. But, as I said at the beginning of the show, I don't know if we can change baby boomers. I don't know if we can change their mentality because they are just used to littering. It's part of what they've done all their lives, and they still do it. But when it comes to Xers and millennials and Zoomers, it might be up to your generations to change the attitude when it comes to littering. It may be up to you to say, okay, enough is enough. We're not going to litter anymore. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text Line is 504-260-1870. Here's a text that says, how are you going to fix that kind of ignorance? I don't know. I mean, that's what it is to me. And there are so many people like me who were born here. We grew up here. But we have pride in our city. And we would never throw stuff out of the windows of our cars. We would never just leave trash in the parking lot of a store or a building. Here's a text that says, I grew up on the South Shore and then moved, let's just jump around, and then moved to St. Tammany, and there isn't a tenth of the litter up here. I believe that. I believe that St. Tammany is cleaner than New Orleans. So, you know, that's another thing. If people from New Orleans move to St. Tammany Parish, when they move to St. Tammany Parish, are they not as likely to litter? Because there appears to be less litter there, and is there less litter on the North Shore?
This is not a justification, but I do have a theory, and I may understand what's going on in the mentality. I think most people who are fond of littering or are more prone to littering, they have the belief that someone else would take care of it. I've seen this at concerts or at movie theaters where a parent might tell a child, oh, just leave it there. Somebody else or a custodial worker is going to come back and get it. So just leave it there and let's just go. Or I've seen that in the concerts. I've seen that in the shows where people are just like, just leave it there. Somebody who works here is going to get it. So I think they're thinking, oh, just throw it out the window. Somebody who works for the city or Sidney Torres or Ivy Waits or somebody like that will come get it. So that's what I think they're thinking. I don't think they think that it's going to be there.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Permanently.
Well, you know, I mean, that I don't think that's a good excuse, but that might be the reason that some people do that. I mean, I think that's an interesting point. You know, when I leave a movie theater, I mean, but it is the job of the people in the movie theater to clean
sure
it up.
It is.
But when I leave the movie theater, I pick up my trash and I throw it out on the way out. If I'm at a Saints game and if I've got, like, you know, an empty bottle of water, an empty water bottle underneath my seat or some trash under my seat, I just leave that there, you know, because I know they're going to come through and clean that up. But to me, that's a lot different than putting stuff out on the street. And if that's your mentality, like, well, somebody else is going to do it, but it's there for a while. It could be there for a long time. And then, you know, it blows all over the place. So, again, I just don't think there's any good excuse for littering. So if there's no excuse for it, then why do people do it? I don't think people who litter would dare call the show and say, yeah, I litter. It's my constitutional right. Well, what is this? Your right to freedom of expression? You want to express that you're trashy? I bet a lot of these people who don't want the litter in their cars, I bet their cars are not that clean. And I bet their homes are not that clean. I bet their apartments or their houses are not really that clean. But yet they throw the trash. They throw the trash on the street. I think it's deplorable. Anyway, if you've got a comment, the Oaken Heart Jewelers Talking Text Line is 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot, and when we come back, we'll continue this conversation, but I wanna touch on a couple of aspects of Jimmy Kimmel Live, second night back. Monologue last night. I saw it. We'll talk a little bit about that also when we come back. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, happy birthday today to Will Smith. Will Smith is 57 years old today. And as far as I know, he is still getting jiggy with it. We'll be right back on WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.